This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and New Zealand will formally sign the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, in New Delhi this afternoon. The signing ceremony will be presided over by Union Minister for Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, and New Zealand's Minister for Trade and Investment, Todd McClay. Finalized in December last year, the agreement grants 100% duty-free access for Indian exports across all tariff lines, benefiting diverse sectors. The FTA will also open new avenues in services, mobility, education, healthcare, and traditional medicine and investment. Under the agreement, New Zealand's $20 billion long-term commitment will support industrial growth, innovation, infrastructure, and job creation across India. As part of the FTA, India has also firmly safeguarded its core interests by protecting sensitive sectors such as dairy, agriculture, and gems and jewellery through calibrated safeguards. Addressing the India-New Zealand Business Forum earlier today, Mr. Goyal said the FTA reflects the shared trust between the two nations and sets the stage for doubling the bilateral economic trade.
This FTA synergizes the complementarities of our two economies through collaborations that drive collective growth. The FTA catalyzes new opportunities for our farmers, artisans, youth, entrepreneurs, women, and MSMEs, unlocking pathways for global market access and enterprise across sectors, from agriculture and manufacturing to technology, education, and services.
He said the agreement will create new opportunities for businesses in countries, strengthening value chains and further deepening economic partnership.
This agreement reaffirms our commitment to deepen bilateral ties grounded in democratic values and strong people-to-people connections. The Agricultural Productivity Partnership and Centers of Excellence bring together New Zealand's advanced agricultural expertise and India's national priorities to drive transformational gains in productivity and infrastructure while delivering meaningful benefit to our farmers and rural economies.
Campaigning for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal will end this evening. A total of 142 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 29th of this month. The assembly segments that will vote in the second phase cover 8 electoral districts, including Kolkata North, Kolkata South, Howrah, Nodia, North 24 Parganas, South 24 Parganas, Hooghly and Purva Bardhaman. Leaders from all major parties will be holding rallies across the state. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said Barakpur played a key role in 1857, giving strength to India's first war of independence. Addressing a public meeting at Jalebi Mart, the Prime Minister said the entire country is witnessing the development of Northeast, while Bengal is undergoing a historic transformation. Meanwhile, Trinamool Congress leader Mamata Banerjee has multiple programs scheduled for the day. She will walk in a public outreach march from Sukantu Shetu in Jadavpur in support of the party's candidates for the Jadavpur and Toliganj constituencies. The total number of members of Parliament of BJP in Rajya Sabha has increased to 113. In a social media post, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today informed that the chairman of the upper house, C.P. Radhakrishnan, has approved the merger of 7 Aam Aadmi Party turncoat MPs. The MPs include Raghav Chaddha, Dr. Ashok Kumar Mittal, Sandeep Pathak, Swati Maliwal and Harbhajan Singh. After the merger, the number of Aam Aadmi Party MPs in the upper house has reduced to 3. The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India today released a consultation paper on the proliferation of public Wi-Fi networks in India. The consultation paper reviews the existing regulatory framework and identifies challenges affecting the proliferation of public Wi-Fi networks. It also invites comments from stakeholders on measures to accelerate the growth of public Wi-Fi infrastructure across the country. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.